doing topics relating to Maseches Brachos. This topic is not related to Maseches Brachos, but would be related to Maseches Brachos if it were related to any Masechta. The problem is it does not appear in any Masechta. It was a topic that was brought up on Rabbi Akiva Willig's Halacha chat yesterday. Someone asked why it is that we don't say the Bracha of Baruch Shepetrani when a girl becomes a bas mitzvah, only when a boy becomes a bar mitzvah. So I sent Rabbi Akiva Willig that I wrote about this in my first sefer. He said my father wrote about it in his sefer also, so I felt a little foolish. So let's go through what the poskim have to say about this. The basic background is that it does not appear in the Gemara. This is a bracha that appears in a medrash in Parshas Toldos, and the Maharil quotes it, that when a boy becomes a bar mitzvah, that there is such a bracha of Baruch Shepetrani, and the Ramah in Siman Reish Chafei, Siv Beis, quotes it Alacha. He says, Yesh Omer Mishanasa B'no Bar Mitzvah, Yevarech Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shepetrani Me'on Shoshal Zeh, with Shem Malchus, and then the Ramah says, V'tov Levarech below Shem Malchus. But it's best to do it without Shem Malchus. The Gra says, why without Shem? The Gra says you should say it with Shem Malchus. Mishbura quotes the Shitas Hagra. It's interesting, there's an in-between Shita. There's a Shita of Rosham Zalman Orbach in Halicha Shlomo, Perichav Gimel in footnote 151, and there's also a Shita of the Chassan Sofer that says that it depends. How good a job do you feel like you did in being mechanich your child? If you feel like you did a really great job in being mechanich your child, you're confident you did a good job in being mechanich your child, then Shem Malchus. If not, then no Shem Malchus. Okay, Prima Gadim asks the Kasha, though, why not on a Nekeva Bas Yud Beis Shana? So the basis for many of the answers is a fundamental machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Levush as far as the idea of the bracha. Now, what do you mean? Shepatrani me'on shel shazeh. Who's pater from whose onesh? What are we talking about over here? So the Magen Avraham says that it's on the father becoming pater from being punished for the child's averos, because the child's averos resulted from the lack of chinuch that the father provided the child with. And therefore, now that the child is responsible for himself, the father is no longer to blame for that. The Levush, on the other hand, says no, it's the opposite. That up until the bar mitzvah, the child might get punished for the father's sins. And he's saying, now I don't have to worry that what I do is going to be taken out on him, that it's going to be taken out on the child anymore. And that's the inyan of the bracha. So three answers, before we get to Rav Willig's approach, three answers that poskim give as to why it is that we do not recite this bracha for a young lady that becomes a bas mitzvah. Prima Gadim in Eish Avram Reish Chafei Oshei says that according to the Magen Avram, it could be that there's no bracha for a daughter, because the Magen Avram in Shin Mem Gimel holds that there's no chi of chinuch for a daughter. So the father would never have been punished for her sins in the first place. So mimela, there's no reason to make a bracha that now indicates that he's no longer going to be punished for her sins. He never would have been in the first place. But according to the Levush, that it's about the child being punished on account of the parent, then taki, you should say a bracha, says the Prima Gadim, even for a girl. Rav Vad Yosef in Yabia Omer or Chaim Chelek Vav Simul Chavtes points out that many Rishonim hold that there is a chi of chinuch for a daughter as well, and therefore we should say it for a daughter, even lefi shitas Magen Avraham, without Shem Malchus. But he thinks maybe it's a good idea that it should be said for both sons and daughters. A second Mahalik Ramesha has in Gros Moshe Archaim Chelkei Simin Yodalid. He writes that even though the bracha is not really related to Kriyas HaTorah, but that's when everyone does it, meaning it's not a bracha that relates to Kriyas HaTorah, but the practice has developed that bracha is done at Kriyas HaTorah. And he says, and therefore with the minhag developed also not to do it for a daughter or for a mother to say it, because they're not involved in that context within which the bracha is normally done, which is an interesting chiddush, that once a minhag develops to do it within a particular context, and women are mufka from that context in general, so mele they're not going to be included in that bracha anymore. Moshe says that maybe that explains why many are knowing that women don't say gomel either, because also the minig is they say gomel but dafka by kriyas hatorah. So it's not a kriyas hatorah dikadin, but nevertheless that's the context within which it's done. Then the third approach is that of the kaf hachaim. The kaf hachaim in Reish Chafei Sivkat Tesvav says that whether you hold like the Magen Avraham or you hold like the Levush, there is no chiyuv of Baruch Shepetrani for a girl, because it says according to the Magen Avraham that it's about no longer being punished for the the daughter. So even if there is a chiyuv chinuch for the daughter, he can't say the bracha because he's still going to be punished. Meaning, so long as the daughter is still bebeso, bereshuso, so it still is his. Whatever she does is still going to be on his cheshbon. It's still going to be his problem. So according, even regardless of what you hold about chiyuv chinuch for a daughter, he bears a responsibility for it, and he will continue to bear that responsibility. According to the Levush, that it's about the daughter being punished for him, he said it could be that it only applies to a boy whose father's mazel directly relates to the son. But a daughter, he says, I'll tell you his lashon is, Yeshla gamkein mazel shel baila, debas ploni leploni. Already from the time she's born, from the Abraham Yom Kodem Yitziras Avlad, she was already, her mazel was already connected to somebody else, not just her father. So it could be that she never would have been punished on account of the father, because she's not as directly linked to the father as a son would be to the father. So he says, "Bein lefi the Magen Avraham, bein lefi the Levush, the bracha would not apply to a girl." So what's Rav Willig's mahalik? Rav Willig, in the first volume of Am Mordechai, Maseches Brachos, points out that the Rambam begins Hilchos Talmud Torah in a very unusual way. The Rambam starts Hilchos Talmud Torah by telling us that Nashim Avadim Ketanim are Pturim Talmud Torah, Aval Katan Aviv Chayev Lulam Do Torah, Shem Rav Limatim Osam Esmenechem. But they have a child, the father has a chiyuv to teach a child Torah. So the two famous questions are, first of all, shouldn't the father have to teach Bno Gadol also? Why is it only Katan Aviv Chayev Lulam Do Torah? Why does Rav only say Bno Katan he has to teach him? And second of all, if you're going to start Hilchos Talmud Torah, shouldn't the Rambam start it the way he starts every other Erev Halacha? First tell us who's Chayev, and then you can go through the Pturim. He starts Hilchos Talmud Torah with who's Pater, and then says, oh yeah, but by the way, the father still has a Chiyuv, Klape the Katan. Why start with who's Pater? Start with who's Chayev. So says Rav Willig that one kasha answers the other. And the yesod is as follows, that there can't be a chiyuv of limadtem to be malamed b'no gadol Torah, to be malamed a child over the age of bar mitzvah Torah, because the child has his own personal chiyuv to learn Torah, and therefore that overrides anything else. The chiyuv ha-Torah of the father teaching a child has to be only when the child doesn't have his own obligation. Now certainly there's a chiyuv to teach your child Torah even after he's bar mitzvah, so, but that's not midin v'limadtem, that's midin chinuch for living a life of Torah, no different than, no worse than being malamda umnus, than teaching him all the things that a father is responsible for teaching a child. But midin v'limadtem, that's only by b'no katan. So the Rambam starts with who is pater, because he's trying to set up the chiyuv to teach your son. So he said the only way there could be a chiyuv to teach your son is if the foundation, the basis is that the son himself is pater. The basis of any chiyuv v'limadtem has to be the patur of the child. So now, says Rav Willig, applying this to Baruch Shepatrani, the source for Baruch Shepatrani is the Medrash, as we mentioned before, in Parshas Toldos. The Medrash tells us, Yigdula Na'arim, Yaakov and Esav grew up. So the Medrash says, Kol Yud Gimel Shana Shneim Holchem LeBeis HaSefer, Shneim Boim LeBeis HaSefer. They went to the same yeshiva growing up, both of them together. And then Liachah Yud Gimel Shana Zeh Holich LeBatei HaMedrashos Zeh Holich LeBatei Avodah Zarah. They each went in their separate directions. So Amar Rav Lazar, Tzarech Adam LiTapel BeBno Ad Yud Gimel Shana. One has to engage their child in being mechanich them up until the age of 13. Mikan Ve'elecho Mer Baruch Shepetrani Me'ot Shal Zeh. And then after that, you can say Baruch Shabbatani Me'on Shal Shal Zeh. So that's the context is that Ad Yud Gimel Shana Yigz Holich LeBeis HaSefer was about teaching him Torah, was about teaching the child Torah, and that's the context of Baruch Shabbatani. So Rabbi Willig points out that the neatest, cleanest, easiest way to resolve the issue of why the minhag developed, that we don't say it when it comes to girls, when it comes to women, is just make it a din in Talmud Torah. And if it's a din in Talmud Torah, then you understand very well why it won't apply to women. So the Baruch Shabbatrani is about the onesh of bittul of limad temes b'neichem, that the father failed in his limad temes b'neichem, which he's now going to be pater from. And since neither a daughter nor a mother, for that matter, are included in limad tem, so there's no Baruch Shabbatrani on the mother or the daughter. And that would explain, Dafka says, Rabbi Luke, why we do it at Kriyas HaTorah. And many communities, the minhag is that the bar mitzvah boy, he gets an aliyah at Kriyas HaTorah. He even lanes the Torah. What are we doing? We're demonstrating that he is a lomei Torah in his own right. He's being malamed acherim already. He's being malamed Torah berabim. Dafka, in that context, we say, because he's at that stage where he's past bar mitzvah, he's now ready to be chayiv in Torah on his own, so therefore there's no longer a chayiv limadtem, baruch shepatrani me'on shol shelzeh. And that's why in that context comes the bracha of baruch shepatrani. Okay, have a great day, everybody.